All right, welcome to the first lesson of the Program Yourself Thin weekly training and support program. Now, every week you're going to get a lesson that's going to teach you a technique or an idea that's going to make it easier for you to master your weight. And what I want to talk about this week is, right off the bat, is your ability to begin articulating what you want and how you want to be. Okay, this is a, I think of it as almost like a muscle that is really neglected for most people because they don't pay attention to how they want to be. And their language has become so much about, well, I'm a lazy person. I can't stick to a plan. I'm never going to lose weight. It's so hard for me. And it's all about what they have experienced in the past instead of how they want to be in the future. And it's just an enormous, enormous difference. Okay, and so the first step in this whole thing is, who do you want to be? Okay, so you're doing this program, and hopefully at this point you have listened to the new body design session. And the new body design session is really about that first step of who do you want to be, right? And it's much more than just weight. It's about who do you want to be in your life, right? And as you tap into that, the feelings that you want to experience, the person you want to be, maybe you want to be a role model, maybe you want to be more successful at work, better relationships. This is how you want to be describing this process. And as you do, it's going to mean more. Okay? Because for most people, if you work because you know you need to make that money, and there's a lot of value on that. Right? If you don't make that money, maybe you'd lose your house or your car or whatever else, and you need those things. You put a lot of value on those things. Okay? So that's what you want to do with this weight, is that it's not just weight. You've lived being overweight, okay? So you know that you can survive being overweight, right? You need to re-change this in your mind to realize what you've been missing out on. And what you've been missing out on is a better quality of life. Now, this isn't about being superficial, by the way. This isn't about, oh, you lose weight and everything's better. This is about, this program is about improving the quality of your life. And it works in two ways. If you start eating better, you start feeling better. Right? If you start eating better and exercising, you lose some of the weight and you start to feel better about yourself, you start to have more energy, you start to do better at work, your relationships begin to improve, you begin to do this in a way that's natural and easy to maintain, you start to get excited, you start to feel hopeful, you start to feel optimistic. If you start feeling that way, how does that influence your life? Right? So you know that if you do these things, your life is going to improve. And it's going to make it easier to deal with the challenges you have. This is an important point to remember. Just because you lose weight doesn't mean you won't have any more challenges in your life, right? But you will probably be able to deal with them in a better way, okay? Because you, and this is a question you need to answer. When you are eating well, when you're feeling good about yourself, if the weight started coming off and you returned your natural weight and you did it in a way that was easy and automatic for you to maintain, how would your life be different? Right? When you had different challenges coming at you, how do you feel like you'd be able to handle them? As opposed to when you're overweight and tired and frustrated. Okay? That's what you want to start thinking about. You want to think about it that way. You gotta make it, it's more than weight. Right? The weight is the weight's a means to an end. Right? And then what I mean by that is money's a means to an end. You don't want money, you don't want a certain weight, you want the things you're going to get out of it. So if you want to feel attractive, start thinking about what it would feel like to be attractive now. Okay? If you want to be attractive, who do you want to be attractive to? How would that feel? How would you be attractive? Okay? If you want to have more energy, what would that energy feel like? Because I know people that are thin that have no energy. Okay? So weight doesn't equal energy. Your lifestyle equals energy. And so the beauty of this is this, that as you identify what it is that you really want, okay, I want to be thin because I want to have more energy. I want to be able to, be more attractive. I want to be able to have more flexibility, more strength. Whatever it is, what you want to be able to do is identify that thing and start working on how you can feel that now. Because you don't need to wait till you lose the weight to start feeling some energy, start feeling attractive, to start, being more flexible. Okay? Losing the weight may enhance those feelings, okay? But your behaviors are what are going to change it almost instantly. You can start to feel more energy by tomorrow if you went to bed a little earlier tonight, if you drank some more water, if you ate some fresh foods, if you took a walk or did some exercising, right? You would get instant gratification because tomorrow you would instantly begin to feel better. And if you did that again, you would feel even better. And so it becomes this cycle, this self-replicating cycle of feeling good. That's what you want. And that's how you want to think about it. Okay? Not about just losing pounds. It's very boring. It's very one-dimensional. You want to expand this and make this about much more than weight. Right? So think about that. And again, take some time. Why do I want to do this? Why do I want to lose weight? Right? Why is it important to me? And what's it going to change in my life? How is it going to make it better? Okay? And when you can answer that right off the top of your head, because I could go on for 20 minutes about all the reasons why I want to have the weight I want to have. Right? I mean, I attach this to absolutely everything. My weight, you know, I'll give you a few ideas anyways. I look at my weight and I think about my daughter. Right? One of the most important things in my life. And I say, well, if I'm not at the weight I'm going to be at, I may not be there for her as long as I could be. Okay? I look at my wife the same way. And then I think about the pain of if I died or if I was incapacitated or something happened that had to do with the way I was eating and my lifestyle, I mean, it makes me feel sick to my stomach. Okay, so that's a pretty strong one, okay? But I started with a strong one. I look at my business, right? I wouldn't be able to work the way I work if I was feeling tired and lethargic all the time, if I was overeating the way that I used to, right? And so the list goes on and on. I wouldn't like how I looked when I went and tried on clothes, right? I would regularly feel bad throughout the day. I like feeling good. I like feeling light. I like waking up in the morning having energy. I like finishing a meal and not feeling so full I can only just sit. Right? I like being able to move around constantly. So there's a sense of freedom with it. I like being able to stretch and have strength and flexibility in my body. Okay? So again, I could go on and on and on, but you get the idea. It has very little to do with weight. I don't even weigh myself anymore. I know my clothes fit the way I want them to. I know I look the way I want to look, and I feel the way I want to feel. Okay? So you want to begin, break out of the weight box. Okay? It's not about weight. It's about much more. Okay? Think about that. Articulate it. And I'll talk to you next week.